Okay, so we're holding here page 23 and the Pasuk Binyam Zev Yitrov Boko Yochal Adver Vichalek Shalom. So Sfarno makes an interesting remark over here. Zev Yitrov. Binyamin is like a wolf. Tekev hazev hazev etorfei hu baboker berif imitar. A wolf functions best when it's early morning and it is dark at night when there is very little light. Bomer v'chadu mezeve arav. V'cheno yinyin binyamin. K'hoisam al-chuse betchilas yichas malchus achiv echomeshol v'acha avdom al-chuse v'mordchev este. The two times when Klal Yisrael had a malchus of Binyamin was the very first one, Shaul, and the very last one, Mordechai Veste. So this is a very, very fascinating observation. In other words, the hardest phase of something's operation is usually the start. In the acceleration and the deceleration is where you have a real output of energy. When something is going as it's going, so it's going. And that's, you know, just the way it goes. But when you have something in a transition to Kufa, that's the hardest. So there's something special about Binyamin. He's very quiet. It's kind of not something that's very out in the air. You have, on the one hand, Shaul. It says that he didn't tell anybody that he was a melech. It says about Esther, she didn't have a melech. There was something about that malchus needed to be kind of very tsanua, and yet when it came, it was the critical piece that transitioned from one to the other. That was the koach of Binyamin. Next pasuk, it says, Vaychal Yaakov atas bon av yesef ragav amita v'yigvesel al amav. So it says Yaakov died over here, and Chazal, famous Chazal, say that Yaakov Avinu did not die, Avinu Meis. And there's something about Yaakov Avinu unique, and we'll try to see in Chazal how they explain it. So the first one is a Chiddush HaGadol of the Rashba. The Rashba wrote a Sefer Chiddush HaGadol mostly on Brachis. Very interesting, sort of a little bit Kabbalistic, interesting Mahalach. And then we'll see the Ramban over here and others. So he says like this, Gam niglehu kishara avis hayu psoilas bizarim kavram sheyot kishayotim menu Yishmael. Well, in Yisra told us at Yaakov. So the children became pure only at Yaakov. Well, hoya zarim kule roi ledavik b'chayim akavis ha-teira shevikor ha-chayim at Yaakov. So each one of the avis was very great, but they had some sort of psoilas. They had some part of their being that wasn't 100% perfect, and that needed, and that reflected itself in a child that was that way. So Avram had Yishmael, Yitzhak had Esau. Now, the Maral makes this point that it's not an imperfection because they hadn't done enough, or like a lack of their tzidkus, but rather it was the type of mida that they were perfecting, the type, the facet of Torah, of Yiddishkeit that they were expressing, carried inherently within itself an issue. Yaakov Avinu, however, whose facet was really the combination of all facets, not to be focused on one aspect, but to have all together, that did not carry psalms itself, and therefore no one, you could not call Klal Yisrael until you had Yaakov Avinu. So Torah, since it's pure, could be given only to Zer Yaakov. So Adam Arishan's children became perfect only with the third one. Cain and Hevel killed each other, kind of, and Shais was the one Shasli Lakim Zera. Shais is Dakik Benoach, Noach B'Shem, Shem B'Avram, Avram B'Yitzchak, Yitzchak B'Yaakov, Yaakov, B'Mizukuk, Kol Zara, Itli Kula Zer Emes. V'Oimrei V'Noichin Atich Sorik Kula Zer Emes. That's what the Navi said, I planted you a vine that's totally Emes. It's like, you know what, when you breed plants. So you breed in a certain trait that you like, and then you need to keep breeding it for a while, because there still will be the recessive genes. They'll keep expressing themselves. And you need to really get it to a point. It takes quite a while until you're able to eliminate all the recessive genes. And therefore, anybody who's Dovik to Torah is Dovik b'chayim. The Chesiva b'chayat b'chayim v'yim v'atim at v'yim v'shalom keichem chayim k'chon yoyim. Aval ashar shalo yoru l'kavos ha-Torah. All the other children who may have had some nice points, but they couldn't get the Torah, kilo nifridim en ha-chayim. O'kamayim ha-kos v'yotzebim oysi ozim k'ormayim chayim es Hashem v'chol ha-nifradim im k'or ha-chayim v'ri meis b'emes. So in talking more abstract terms, anyone who becomes part of the flow of Torah exists eternally. Torah is eternal, and this person's atzmius, this person's essence, is tied up with Torah. A person who's not 100% aligned with Torah begins to veer off, and that's called Misa. That's why he singles out Yaakov Avinu as not dying. The fact that I had children who went off the derech showed that it wasn't totally in them. They still had some of that effect of the original nachash's sin. So that's why Chazal said the pasuk mazar lomeis afu lomeis. We extrapolate from the fact that none of his children went off that he was totally chai. Because had some of the children been affected, that would have said that there's something wrong in the root. So the Rashba learns Pshat Mazar B'chai V'Fu B'chai means that he is Dovuk totally in Torah, and in an eternal sense, in a bigger sense of the word, that's called Chaim. The Rai is from Zaro, because a person's the yardstick of whether a person is totally or there's still some elements in him is measured by Zaro. The fact that Yaakov Avinu Zera was totally pure, it was something that was Kulei Chaim, and Yisrael Apishachot Yisrael, who meant that he himself was also Kulei Tahar. Next one is Ramban. Vayig Rabbi Yosef umisa lemerboy, and Chazal say Ravina lemezas Rashi. Well, das Rabbi Seinu or Yaakov iski misivatzmoy. He na nechemez velekimim mochem. How could we say that he didn't die? Yes, Yaakov Avinu said, "I'm going to die." So vulai loyota ubenafshos shlotzoskav l'shmo. So you could answer that maybe either he didn't know that he's not going to die, or he didn't want to boast about it. V'chein vayira chay Yosef kimez aviim kolamezu. And the fact that it says Yosef's brothers so that he died, maybe they thought he died. But that's not the really the pshat. The nefesh of tzaddikim is bound up, tied up with eternal life. This shechina dwells on him all day. Gives it adornments, clothing, shleif shetena aruma, ki Yaakov. So it's always cloaked in a garment like Yaakov, or dislabish lita mizumanois, the yuvin yazem zech the shalzak subis. So Ramban is more cryptic than revelatory, and it's hard to know what he means. The Rabbeinu Bechaya explains it much more, and let's see where he explains it. It's the next piece. Vayivu v'yosef al amav. This whole parasha talks about him dying, being embalmed, crying for 70 days, his children bearing him as a Machpelah. So what does it mean? Alapirish le'meis means like tom tamisa. Either it means he himself didn't feel death, or yeh inyan le'meis kinavshos Yaakov amrachefes al gufo tom le'kev shosoy. Yaakov Vakoyach Hagodlaze in a Nimtzerak be Klaishas Bart Sechira Doris can Rabbeinu Kodesh. The Menachai says as follows. We and when we're living in this world, we have a guf and a neshama. The guf is material, coarse, physical, etc. Neshama is pure. When the neshama, but as long as they're together, they're together. No, that's that. When the neshama leaves the guf, the neshama is kind of appalled by the guf, has no desire to go back, because the guf is quite crass. It's done its share of averis, it's very physical. And the neshama looks down on it, and the neshama sort of says, bye. You know, it's like you take off an old suit or an old pair of shoes that you're very fond of, and you buy a new pair. Then you look at it as the old pair, you have no desire to wear it or anything like that. But somebody whose guf was pure, somebody who was never tam chet, his guf and neshama don't feel any, the neshama feels no reluctance about the guf. And therefore you can still have a presence of some neshama onto it. And Vakoyach Gozay in the Nimtzak, the Tashin of Barz Yechidei Adoris, Kamer Ben HaKadosh. O Mizeh Doshu Azal, B'Ksubis Perek HaNoisei, Kol Beishim Sheva Osel HaBeisei. It says that Ben HaKadosh would come every Friday night to his house. Yemichad Osel Shavuzi Kokori Abava. One day a neighbor came, knocked on the door. Amar Lo Amsei, so the Amsei Rebbeinu said, Shtiki Rabbeinu Yosef, keep quiet, because Rabbeinu HaKadosh is here. Kishashama Rebbe Sula Asi, so the Hoytzel Azal Tzadikim Rishonim. So Rabbeinu HaKadosh didn't want to come anymore, so that they shouldn't, you know, people shouldn't sort of downgrade the other Tzadikim. We didn't have that. Klemesh Chazes Asa Shosham V'Legil Amal Azos. Now, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, it says, his Yichud was that he was Kaddish. He never saw, he says he never put his hand under his waist. He was kulei kaddish, and that type of kedusha was the same as Yaakov's kedusha. Because Yaakov Avinu is kaddish with all his kedushas, the kedushas of Avram that had Mila, kedushas Yitzchak the Akeda, and his own kedusha, and therefore Yaakov Avinu when after his nefesh separates from his guf, can still have contact with the guf. Can still come back to it because the guf doesn't repulse it in any way. V'derech HaKabbalah. And then he adds a point, al pi derech HaKabbalah. Yavri l'meis, shalhoise midose ki nisham midas haktsovis, shen gormes hafeichim. Ubiro ze ki midosu ha-machria, ve'afu pi shukol mekol midas kamehem, v'avu shoyle l'derech slul ad-reishas ha-reishim kor chayim. Al-kenom v'yakov l'meis. Let's talk about what he means over here. This is a point, the Maharal says this many times, and it goes as follows. There are different midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in the sense, if we look at the Rambam and Hoseas, it's very similar. There are different midas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses. Any one particular midah, if we adopt it and turn that into a goal, then it is wrong. Let's give an example. And this is called making it an extreme. An extreme doesn't mean that a person reacts in a very sharp way. Extreme means that the total picture is very sharp. So, for instance, let's take a midah of kindness and giving. That's a wonderful midah. But if a person is 100% pacifist and only gives, so then he ends up supporting the people that are bad and wicked. He end up with a child that's not disciplined, and that becomes, in the end, very destructive. A person, on the other hand, is a very, very tough taskmaster, disciplined, harsh, and it has its uses, but if that becomes the be-all, it becomes destructive as well. There is no midah in the world that is good in its totality. The midas were given so that our seichel decides in each one which midah will he use. A carpenter with one tool to the exclusion of anything else is going to mess up somewhere. A toolbox and a person understands which tool to use when is the ideal. So we have midas. So Avram and Yitzchak specialize in certain midas. The two main midas, Avram is the giving midah, Yitzchak is the discipline, and both of those are wonderful midas, and they establish a basis for Klal Yisrael. But each one in its own, taken to its extreme, becomes destructive. Yaakov Avinu's midah was to use a seichel and das to give each and every midah its appropriate time and place. That's something that can last forever. That's a mahalach that so he is the machria as opposed to a ktsavis. Their midas are the midas that veer right and left. And this goof, he says, is a... So Yaakovin remained, and he was able to use a very refined goof. You know, it's some sort of entity, something that allows him to be in this world. He says some come Erev Shabbos, some come Yom Kippur, he wanders in this world fulfilling shlichus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he appears to whoever he wants, because kerishon gas nechavikav shud mikra, the physical body was indeed buried in the caver. But v'zeh ma'im v'shom mikani doirish, magishu lezara b'chayim afu b'chayim klaim azara b'chayim beguf of nefesh. He's also chayim beguf of nefesh, but it's the type of guf that I mentioned. And then the Rabbeinu Bechaya brings from a pasuk that when Klai is suffering in tzoras, Yaakov suffers it. So he says, what does it mean Yaakov suffers it? So he says again the three different madregas. The neshama is up there by definition almost. It does not suffer any pain of any of this world. It doesn't. The physical body that's buried in the grave doesn't either. It's that thin goof that sort of remains attached to this world and attached to nefesh that has that feeling. He says, "Umina yedua ki loshen margish," the word to feel, to sense, and in nofel al guf shenech nikva. It's not the body that was buried. It's that refined guf that has some substance to it, and that feels. And that's the Inyan Rebbein HaKadosh that will come down on Friday night. Those are the kapaloi. It says that they were digging. And that's the pasuk of Tzedakah Ta'aseh Mimavis. It doesn't mean you won't die, but you'll have some shares in this world. In Chazal it says, that the Malachim were in Yaakov, and they would climb up to the top and see his Dukno Chokun Kisakovit, the Kandot the bottom and see him sleeping. So that meant Yaakov was simultaneously attached Lamala and Lamata. That was Godless of Yaakov. Okay, and finally, this piece of Vayichia, the Sefer Breishis. V'nishlam Sefer Breishis, the Ramban says. The Ramban has a little poem at the end of every Sefer. And being that's Ramban, he didn't doodle. Everything that he wrote has in itself chshivas. So he writes, V'nishlam Sefer Breishis b'sipur divrei avos. Breishis finishes telling us the story of this, lehagid rishoynus v'chadashos, b'terem tetzmachnu b'levavos, to teach us about what was there, and what evolved from it, the new things that evolved from it, even before it actually came to blossom. In other words, the avos are like the genetic material of Yisrael. Looking at the genetic material and analyzing it, we can see what's going to be there even before. So when we learn Bereishis well, we see the roots of what's going to be even before it happens. Ule Yotze kol Reishis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Reishis, Rochiv Arovas, Tehilos Rabbis, Voidos Arvavos, so he gives thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Voloi Niskenu Alilos V'Sibos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu plots all sorts of plots and, you know, causes. In other words, he's the one who weaves a plot, megala mukus, to reveal depths, videos discovers, and very, very high understandings. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was weaving a very deep plots, like as Yosef's brother, allows us to understand the Eitzah Muka of the deep at the depths of what was happening of Yosef and the brothers and Huggers and all that. Omotzilor Machshavis, he brings out into reality his machshavos. Hamolochos Yidatznagudavlasivus led me in a righteous way. Agomachavatovus, and that's how Rabban finishes the Bereishis. Just right.